Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ravens back on the practice field today. Well, Roquan Smith talked to the media. So did Zay Flowers as the locker room was open. Everybody practiced except for Tavius Robinson and Lamar Jackson. And with that, let's go to the Window Nation fan guest hotline and bring on our guy, Cordell Woodland, out there as the Ravens did practice today. And so, Cordell, I'll ask you the same question I asked Jonas an hour ago. Obviously, in a normal week, they wouldn't be out there practicing today. Wednesday's the big day. After Lamar didn't practice today, how confident are you that he'll be on the field on Wednesday?
I'd be lying if I said that, you know, the percentage hasn't gone down a little bit with him not practicing today. But I'm not in a real panic. It would have been great to see him out there today, but for me, Wednesday is for sure the day. I mean, it's an extra day. Even if he's feeling better, I can't blame him if they're like, let's give him an extra day or whatever the case is. And this is me thinking optimistically, and not thinking about the other side of the coin of the, you know, what could potentially be going on. But yeah, if we're still thinking optimistically, Wednesday is the day that I'm looking at as, all right, if he's not out here today, then it might maybe Rush / Huntley time again. And then the season's over.
Yes.
Right, right. Then there's then we're paying attention to the non-existent Orioles managerial search.
Yes.
We've had a lot of time to think about this now. Oh, go ahead.
Is there a search going on?
No, as I said, non-existent. It's
allegedly.
In theory only.
Allegedly.
It's a concept. It's a concept. What is your level of expectation for them moving forward? What do you think is reasonable for them from a offensive, defensive results standpoint? Is this an average team? Is that too much to ask? Are they a below average team? Can this offense carry this defense?
Well, I think and it may be a bailout answer, but it depends heavily on Lamar. I mean, we're talking about two different universes, if he's there or not there. If he's there, I do think it's possible that they could turn it around. A lot would have to go right. People would have to play not just at their best. Some people may have to play above, you know, what they've shown themselves to be capable of. And that's across the board. I think that goes to the coaching staff too. Like, everybody would have to kind of feel their potential and even go a little beyond that, because we're talking about doing something that only four other teams have been able to do in the history of the league. So it's possible. You have an MVP at quarterback. You have a generational talent at quarterback. You've got, you know, a Hall of Fame running back. There are pieces there. Offensively, I do think the offensively they get Lamar back could be good enough to carry them in the sense of where they're score points, because look, they were third in the league in scoring before Lamar got hurt, and that's with the offensive line being porous. That has to improve, but they have shown that they can be offensive line proof if their best players are on the field. Defensively, just put up a fight. I mean, usually when it's bad defenses, you're usually like, all right, well, maybe they can force a couple of turnovers, you know, flip the field a couple of times, just get some get out of jail free cards here and there. This defense, I don't know. And, I mean, to be honest, we just talked to Marlon Humphrey in the locker room, too. And I think back to last year where, you know, it was the struggles on that side early. And, you know, even he's coming out, he's like, you know, it's not the coaching. It's guys got to do their own thing. Even earlier this year, it was kind of that same message. Just guys, if they're not doing the right thing, they're not going to play. It was everything but the coaching. But today, just didn't feel like he was as – I don't want to put words in his mouth, but just being there and talking to him, I asked him, you know, about what they had to do to change it around defensively, and he just didn't really seem like he had the answers or he was told the answers. And then I even followed it up like, are you – because he ultimately – his answer was, you know, we kind of just do what – I'm done with trying to figure out what we have to do now. Is, you know, we're just doing what the coaches tell us, and I'm just focusing on, you know, doing what I'm supposed to do and doing what I'm told. So I followed up like, do you still have faith that these coaches are putting you in the right spots and everything? I mean, he basically gave a non-answer on that. Basically gave a non-answer. So I'd be lying if I sat here and said that I think that the vibes on the defensive side of the ball are where they need to be going into this game.
Talking with Cordell Woodland, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Cordell, Roquan Smith and Zay Flowers spoke today. Guys, well, we don't hear from Roquan much at all. And Zay, obviously, he left the locker room early after their last game. Did anything that either of them said stand out?
Not really. I mean, Zay apologized for, you know, getting out of the locker room before the media could get in there on Sunday. Obviously, he had two major plays that impacted that game. And you don't love to see that, but he's not the only one in that locker room that pulls that. So that kind of just is what it is. I thought Roquan, you know, it was good to see him on the practice field today. He did say, I asked him, you know, if he plans to be out there Sunday. He said yes. He said yes, absolutely. So he pretty much confirmed that he'll be playing on Sunday, which is good. They need to get healthier if they're going to change anything, especially on that side of the ball. But that was probably the gist of it. I mean, Zay, you know, just he did acknowledge that when you don't have a Lamar out there, you do get in modes where you're pressing to make something happen. You want to turn an 8-yard game into a 20-yard game. And, you know, that's why you get sometimes you get the results that you got with he gets a little loose with the ball and it gets punched out. But yeah, I mean, I think that's clear to see that without Lamar out there, these guys, they only scored 3 points in the game on Sunday, and that's with them running the ball down their throat the entire first half. So it's not out of the realm to understand guys pressing to make a play, but you can't fumble the football. You just can't.
We did some exercises last week during the bye when you didn't have a game to talk about that weekend. One of the things we really struggled with was like, who would the MVP of this team be through the first 6 weeks? Who has surpassed expectations? Whose productivity is on the upswing? Like, Big Looper, we like, you know, the punter's having his best season. We started running out of names after that. You know, Wiggins has been good, but, like, I can't say he made the leap. Like, what do you think of those prompts?
Well, I can't name anybody that's better this year than they were last year. I can't. I've tried. We talked about it earlier when I filled in for Bob on Vinny and Haney. Like, I can't. I brought up Jordan Stout, and it was like kind of tongue in cheek, but also it's like, who else am I going to? I can't name anybody on the offensive line. None of the receivers by default. I mean, they got off to a really good start, but obviously Lamar going down impacts all of those guys. Defensively, who are we possibly going to name on that side of the ball? So, yeah, I mean, good luck is what I would say, because I have no names for you. There's no honorable mentions even for that right now. I literally have nothing.
Cordell, you and Beltway Ben back on Friday?
Yeah, we'll be back Friday night. So hopefully, you know, maybe Lamar will be on the practice field Wednesday. We'll get a clear idea of who could be playing or who won't be playing in this game on Sunday, which it is a must win.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're going to do anything, you have to win this game. And if not, I mean, at least for me, it's over. So, yeah, we'll talk a lot about that. And look ahead at the week 8 slate and see what else is going on in the world of sports by Friday. That's a few days away, so something will happen, I'm sure.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. We'll chat soon.
Appreciate it, guys.
Coming up next, a little Purple Rain in the forecast. By the way, at 5:30, we're going to do a six-pack, and that's a six-pack of six reasons for hope for the Baltimore Ravens as they get ready to play the Bears this week. But next, John Harbaugh met with the media earlier today. We'll hear from him next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Next.
You know, I think all the guys are working really hard to get back. I can tell you that. So we'll see who's back and who practices on Wednesday. I don't really want to comment on any individual guys, per se. And I'm looking forward to it.
So that was John Harbaugh's answer on Lamar Jackson missing Monday's practice. Now, a reminder that if this was a regular week, they wouldn't have an open practice today, so we wouldn't have known. So Wednesday's the big day, but Lamar not on the practice field today.
Yeah, I mean, look. If he's not there Wednesday, then the alarm bell should be going off. I think he'll be there. I think it'd been great if he could have been out there today. These injuries can be tricky in a lot of different ways. So maybe this one's just slightly trickier than they thought. So why not give him today, which is really giving him 2 days, because Tuesday is a regular Tuesday, which means they don't do anything. But yeah, Wednesday, if he's even limited on Wednesday, I'd be like, I'm guessing he's still playing, but that would be suboptimal.
More from Harb speaking today. What was his biggest takeaway from the bye week?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. It's an exhaustive type of a review, you know, and you do it as you go. Then you get a chance to kind of step back and you really dig in on different kind of reports and analysis and film study. You try to build in where you want to go going forward. I mean, it's a real opportunity. And we try to make the most of it really every year, and we really tried to make the most of it again this year. And I think I feel really good about what we did. I feel great about what we accomplished. A lot of hard work, a lot of discernment, judgment, choices, things that you have to kind of decide what direction you want to go, what's best for us going forward, that we can maximize and play our best football, really. And that's I'm really pleased with where we're at. Now we've got to go put it into action. So the opportunity in front of us is great. And we've got the people for the job. We've got everything we need. And we've got to go get started this week.
So, a reminder, the Ravens have not been in last place in the AFC North at Week 7 since 2015. So, it was a different bye week than most seasons for Harps.
Yeah, this is a trickier wicket than they're used to.
Go
not
ahead.
Their normal
bye week. No, there was a lot. I think there was a lot more constructive criticism than we heard from the coaches on Tuesday.
I think there's some people who are sweating probably more than they're letting on.
Harb's trying to turn the page. He talks about their next opponent, the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've done a nice job of playing, you know, winning football. They're starting to get a feel offensively. They've scored some points, and the defense is playing better and better, so they're playing good football.
Being very vague, I know he's probably going to be asked a similar question on Wednesday.
There's going to be more of those to come. Look, we talked about the Bears earlier in the show. We're going to talk about the Bears in different ways through the week. We'll talk to Brad Biggs, who's covered them for like 20 years for the Chicago Tribune tomorrow. I think the offensive line is turning things for the better under Ben Johnson. I think his run scheme is starting to take hold. And I think he's got the quarterback in a confident spot, and he hasn't asked him to do as much in the last couple of weeks, and that might change this week. Defensively, Dennis Allen is the defensive coordinator is fine. I never want him head coach as my head coach.
Yeah.
That was a revenge game against the Saints. Like, I still have some questions about them defensively, but I think offensively they are going to test these guys.
More from Harbs. Remember, we just had Cordell on, and he said Roquan Smith told him he's playing. So, Harbs, what's the importance of getting Roquan back?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, in this league, you know, it's a players' league, you know. And I think back to Clarence Brooks, you know, he said it's always been a player's game and it always will be a player's game. That's never going to change. And that's really the truth. So having your players on the field is important. And a player like that, like Roe, or a player like anybody else, all the other guys, the guys that came back last week, you can see the difference it made, you know, between the week before and last week. So it's a big boost.
Roquan coming back, you're not very bullish on the difference. It is a revenge game of sorts for him, though, because he's facing his former team.
Oh, I think Ben Johnson's going to look at what has gone on here with him, and he's going to look at the way his old football team, the Lions, running basically his offense, emasculated these guys from the first snap on, running right up the gut on them in a multitude of ways. With Montgomery and Gibbs. And he doesn't have those guys, but he's all right. Swift's all right. His quarterback's a whole hell of a lot more mobile than Jared Goff.
Yeah, yes.
And I think he's going to see plenty of ways to run and throw right at Roquan Smith with no reservations.
Emory Jones, the third-round pick, his 21-day window's about to close. Harbs, can you give us an update on him?
Well, yeah. Emory's not going to be cleared by the doctor for this week. So the doctor hasn't cleared him yet to be activated for this week. So if it's not this week, it would be next week. Okay, so it's up to the doctor.
You're not going to put him on season-ending IR?
No, we're not going to put him on season-ending IR. Oh, I got you. Okay. Yeah, I don't think he'll be up this week just for that reason, because the doctor hasn't cleared him yet, and we're not going to put him on season-ending IR.
So Emory Jones, maybe the Dolphins, probably more likely that he get that mini bye after the Dolphins game. We probably see him after that.
I just think there's a lot of reasons for caution here.
Sure.
That he's going to, I have a suspicion if he comes and he helps out, we're at a point in the season where we're playing for 2026.
Let's hear one more from Harbs. Cut 8, Beltway Ben. Potential offensive line changes.
I mean, I think, you know, the way the question is asked, I think everything is always under consideration, you know, and that position you guys ask about a lot, for sure, but it's true for every position. I mean, you look at every single guy. As Jerry Rosberg said, the evaluations are comprehensive and ongoing, and that's just the fact. You make it, you evaluate everything every single day, and coaches do it completely from everything from individual reps to group reps to team reps to practice reps to game reps, the game reps being the most important reps. Everything is graded, everything's evaluated, and you play the guys, you know, in different spots that they're playing the best. And that's what coaches spend their time doing. I mean, I promise you, nobody has a better understanding of the offensive line or of the quarterback room or the wide receiver room or the DB room than the coaches coaching those guys every single day. I mean, they're studying it, they're on it. It's what they do, you know. And so you look at all that and you say, okay, this gives us the best chance to be successful with this guy or this group or whatever. So that's where we're at. So when you see a group go out there or a player go out there, that's the guy who gives us the best chance and who's playing the best.
So do we think we're going to see some changes? That was a lot there.
I think we're going to see some changes.
It would shock me if we don't see at least one change on that O-line. Hey, coming up next, Ravens are 1-5. But we're going to be positive here. What are the six reasons for hope?
You're going to love my number six.
For the Ravens. It's six-pack time next here on...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The fan. Six-pack time. Six-pack sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. We're here for the bringing the positive, and it's a six-pack of the six reasons for hope for the Baltimore Ravens. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
Number six is the schedule. The schedule eases up, and assuming Lamar Jackson plays, I can see a world where they win these next two, especially with Mike McDaniel still coaching the Dolphins. And now all of a sudden, you're feeling decent as you got at the Vikings, at the Browns, home against the Jets, Steelers, Bengals. You start feeling a little better about yourself. That's assuming Lamar plays.
Ben, we got to check out PTI here and see if they've got our hoodie hanging anywhere. Is that why you put it on, or is that just by happenstance?
It was by happenstance.
We got to see if there's a wannabed hoodie. It would look great back there. Look, my six is when times are tough and you can look inward in your front office and find a guy who led a team to an 0-16 finish as a GM.
Yeah.
It's Sashi to the rescue. You've got Sashi. You've got a chance. I think I saw that in a fortune cookie. I mean, who better to turn it around and buck the tide than Sashi Brown? He will save the season.
Number five.
It sucks that Lamar got hurt, but if you want to play the Grim Reapers game, a lot of other quarterbacks got hurt too. So injuries to other teams, as much as we get stuck on the injuries here, there's plenty of other teams, including some they'll have to battle for playoff position and some that they will play along the way, who actually, believe it or not, are also dealing with real injuries. And not all their guys will be back for those games or games they play against other teams for that matter either. It tends to even out.
Number five for me is the division stinks. I think the Steelers are going to be sitting at 4-3 after playing the Packers this weekend. The Bengals and Browns don't scare anybody. The door has been left ajar in the division.
Number four.
Four is something that we've spent some time on during today's show, and that is Kyle Hamilton closer to the line of scrimmage is a good thing. If we can see the Kyle Hamilton we saw a couple years ago, and it's in there because we've seen it, that's a good thing for this football team.
My four is your five. The rest of the division stinks. Is Aaron Rodgers going to get through a full season? Is Pittsburgh's defense really hot garbage?
Looks like it.
The Bengals' defense definitely is hot garbage. I mean, they're getting Hendrickson back, I guess, and they're probably not going to trade him. So that could help. Is Flacco going to stay upright? Do the Browns really think they're getting through a season with a 5'5" quarterback? Like, I don't know. I don't know the answers to those questions, but those are reasonable questions to ask.
Yes.
So this division is no great shakes.
Definitely lean towards Ken. I knew Sashi was going to be tossed in there, and as soon as I heard it, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's his personal fetish. We are doing the six-pack of Reasons for Hope.
Guy has a very significant, prominent position.
Unique.
With the franchise.
And let's continue about way back.
Number three.
Three is where I put the schedule. I mean, again, you got to play all the games. They're not played on paper, but you see all the people run the numbers. Oh, lowest winning percentage of any team, what they have to face. And some of the teams they will be facing are compromised. They're probably going to get the Bengals twice without Burrow. It should set up for them. I don't think they're going to have an easy time of it against the Bears. And yeah, the Dolphins and the Jets should be rollovers, but I think they're not going to run the table in the division, so a couple of those games will probably be tricky.
Again, this is a lot of these are Lamar Jackson related. And as a PSA, if Lamar Jackson doesn't play Sunday, then all of this is out the window. But they're getting healthier, and that includes everybody except for Tavius Robinson and Lamar Jackson practicing today. So, like, Shadoo Awuzie, until Kansas City was playing decent football for them, he should be playing. Roquan Smith, we'll see how good it is, but it is a revenge game Sunday. He should be playing. Marlon's playing. So they're getting healthier. Patrick Ricard playing.
Number two.
Again, with Ricard and Lamar, this run game should be better. And like we talked about last segment, if they don't make a change on this offensive line, I don't know what we're doing here, because I think we've seen enough of these guards.
My two is, Sashi aside, there's a lot of institutional success here. There are people who've been a part of winning programs, who've had it ingrained in them. There's a level of expectation here that have come from production. And while it hasn't been what we'd all want it to be in January and February, getting to January hasn't been that much of an issue. So while we have not loved the way this team has responded to Harbs and these coaches to this point, they do have a degree of acumen. They have been through some
bleak
ish, and they've been here for a long time. And there has been in the past a winning culture that at least has carried teams to the playoffs. So they can cull on some of that.
Number one.
Number one is Lamar to the rescue. I mean, everybody else's health matters too, but yeah, it's really starts and ends with Lamar. And he has the ability to lift them to terrain that very few people on this planet can do. He covers a lot of warts, and he does it in a unique, ubiquitous way. So in Lamar, we trust.
Yeah, we are simpatico. Lamar Demetrius Jackson, assuming he's playing, he's arguably the best player in all of football. You can't help but feel better about your football team if he's playing.
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, that's the Sashi six. And I did like that you worked Sashi in it too as well. He still got
Sashi. He can't help himself, yeah.
Sashi got brought in there at two. But yeah, I mean, a lot of similar things. In
Sashi at six. Chat GPT or whatever, AI says he's one of the three worst GMs in the history.
So why would he be on your six optimistic?
Yes, that's a very good point, Ben.
I mean, surely if Steve Bisciotti made him the team president to replace Dick Cass, he's got to have the moxie and the wherewithal and the ability to refocus the entire organization, business side, football operations, and get everybody pulling in the same direction to get out of this funk, the likes of which Dick Cass didn't steward through many.
Before we step out, the Ravens had Carl Lawson in for a workout today. He had five sacks for the Cowboys a year ago.
He's a name
just like that. this pass rush is back.
Well, yeah. They didn't even sign him. I mean, so like, yeah, yeah, I don't know.
That's true. Yeah, but he might be
greener pastures for old Carl somewhere else.
Yeah.
Look, we talked about him 3-4 years ago before injuries further derailed his career. He was once quite a thing with the Bengals.
We did talk about it. Seems like
maybe they could talk to Darius out of retirement.
I was in high school then. Yeah.
Yeah, we did talk about that then. That is it.
Get Darius, get Jude on. Get Carl Lawson too.
Well, Darius retired, so
get him out of retirement.
Yeah, Judon though. It sounds like Brandon Graham's coming out of retirement to go to the Eagles.
That's what I'm saying. It happens.
Yeah, man, convince a guy.
Ngakoue. I mean,
you'd have to get the rights to Za'Darius.
Yeah, right? That's true. Yeah,
but I don't think it would cost you much.
Ngakoue would be a good one. He'd be a third tour.
Come on, that's a Raven. That's Raven for life.
Third tour. Remember, he came back and was on the practice squad for a few weeks.
Better than Sammy Watkins.
Yeah,
he would. I mean,
yeah, that would be something. We will come back at the text today. Preview tomorrow's
show.
Who
was the linebacker? Josh Bynes, didn't they?
Yeah,
him, like,
that was three tours. Yes, Josh Bynes. I think he's retired though. Mm. Probably played better.
He might be able to play better than Roquan now.
You beat me to it.
If you're talking dollar, like if you're talking salary per tackle or something like that,
yeah,
I'd take my chances with him from a Moneyball standpoint. Come on, Josh. Hey, Tony Jefferson, he's still making plays.
He's making more plays than most people in this secondary.
The greatest secondary in the history of the world.
Tony Jefferson's making plays. We'll come back at the text today, preview tomorrow's show. Get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio, followed by Monday Night Football, Westwood One's coverage here on The Fan. So if you're just tuning in, Lamar Jackson did not practice today. But before you get anxious, in a regular week, they wouldn't have had practice today. So Wednesday will tell the tale. But let's be frank. It's not great that he wasn't on the field today.
Yeah. Everything is heightened. Everything is on sort of alert when your season has gone the way theirs has gone. So while it's probably nothing, we'll see.
We'll find out more on Wednesday. Beltway Ben, let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2. Check.
Text of the day comes from David in Baltimore, who says, hate to hear that Lamar missed practice today. If he's unable to go on Sunday and they end up losing, he needs to be shut down and they need to tank for a top five pick.
Well, that's an interesting conversation, Jason, because if they do go to 1-6 and he doesn't play Sunday, you doubt he's going to play the Thursday following. Again, I don't know about shutdowns, but I told you when he didn't practice today, I started to get vibes from a few years ago when we remember we expected him to play every week and he never played, including the playoff game.
Yeah, I think it's probably extreme precaution given the nature of this injury and how precarious a spot this team is in. But I mean, it seemed to me like Harb's left a little bit of room, a little bit of wiggle room there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Hey, it was good to hear Roquan talk. We'll hear from him probably tomorrow. But like, I heard a couple cuts during the break, but he did speak to the media, which it's been a minute.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to speak with his play as well because this team right now seems to have a real spinal issue on his defense. And Matabike is not coming back, and Starks is still a green rookie. Gilman is a nice plug-in third safety, but first two levels are going to have to be a lot better interior-wise, and I don't know that they're going to be.
We have Monday night doubleheader and Game 7 ALCS. I will be honest, I'm rooting for Seattle, but I think Toronto's going to win.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Seattle. My wallet's rooting for Seattle, but I don't have a great feeling about Seattle. I think all those double plays last night might have been, and swings and misses might have been their last hurrah. They've scored 27 runs in this series, 21 off home runs.
That's all. They're very.
It is feast or famine.
Yeah, they only scored that. But didn't we talk about the Orioles a lot with that at some point? Now they're better.
Yeah,
now than
the Orioles didn't have a switch hitting catcher hitting 62.
No. But they only scored when they hit home runs, and they didn't score as much as Seattle.
Cal Riley's got more home runs this year than Adley's got in his career.
I know.
What do you think, Beltway Ben?
Beltway Ben, you got a lean for tonight? You rooting
Schneider's
for anybody?
Guys coming through.
I'll be like probably lean Toronto, but as you mentioned, it's Schneider. Like I've faded him all year, and again at this point I'm like I look like an idiot, but I don't know, they have the better bullpen, but their bullpen right, like I don't, some of the guys they trusted early on in the year I don't know that they're as good as they were during the regular season. But the other bullpen's like, I don't know. Tonight, I don't feel it. I've had a good feeling for the NLCS, but the ALCS, I don't know.
I feel like Ernie Clement is now what Polanco sort of was.
Yes.
Maybe not the home runs off.
No, but the clutch hits.
Yeah, like, and Springer's getting it done at the top of the lineup, and Vladdy's the best hitter in this series.
Yeah, he's
in the playoffs, maybe.
He's an aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
One note from the Monday night game, the early game tonight, both Emeka Ebuka and Mike Evans playing for the Buccaneers this evening.
Yeah, I think there's still time to check out WannaBet at WannaBet with us on Twitter, YouTube.com/@WannaBet with us, or just go to WannaBetWithUs.com. We've got a lot of plays on this game. We've been really smashing these Monday night and Thursday night games. I think there's a lot of points to be had in that early game. Second game, I think, is a dead under game, but I think there's a lot of people in these two offenses playing in perfect conditions in that dome who can go off.
Still no Bucky Irving for the Buccaneers, though. But I
Rashad White.
Yeah.
I bet he's a factor in the screen game. Let's let him catch at least three passes tonight.
Jason, what do we have on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow is a Tuesday, so our buddy Mike Portick will join us as he always does. We will talk to my buddy Brad Biggs, who's covered the Bears for the Chicago Tribune for quite some time. I think that's it.
We'll be getting everybody prepped for Wednesday, which is a big day at the Castle. Will Lamar be practicing? We will be closing in on that.
Yeah, we will be drilling down on the offensive line again a little bit tomorrow. And how important is it for these guys to play with a lead, given the state of the defense?
That is it for us. Coming up next, you can hear the baseball game on our sister station, 1300 AM. Monday Night Football after Infinity Sports Radio, Westwood One's coverage, right here on 105.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.